Now, you're all right, Betsy.
Mm, I could be put to trouble.
Will you tell Aunt Effie what happened while Mommy finds the Band-Aid, dear?
Mm-hmm. Jimmy Brewster hit me and knocked my tooth out.
The tooth out? Well, my goodness, was it an upper or lower?
Upper, right here.
Oh, precious. I should say. Now, why would Jimmy Brewster hit you?
Because I hit him.
Oh, I see. And why did you hit him?
Because he's always making fun of me. Mommy.
Yes, here, hold your face up, Mama. Let me see your lips.
Oh, I want to change my last name.
Change your last name? Well, you can do that when you get married. What's the matter with Piper?
Jimmy Brewster always makes fun of me. He'd always say, Betsy Piper picks a peck of pickle peck.
Pickle pepper. Well, that's nothing to get mad at.
Now, you stop your worrying. Did you save your tooth?
Yes.
Well, don't forget to put it under your pillow tonight.
Yes, you want the fairies to leave you
there. Oh,
there's Daddy. Go
anybody
show the tooth that got knocked out, dear.
For Pete's sake, who has been on the telephone? I have been calling and calling since 3 o'clock. Since 3 o'clock, I get nothing but a busy signal.
Who's my tooth, Daddy?
I don't know, dear. I haven't been on the phone at all.
And I haven't either.
Well, somebody's been on this phone hour after hour. Beep, 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 beep.
Look, Daddy, Jimmy Brewster hit me and knocked my tooth out.
Anything that can drive a man crazy is trying to call home and get nothing but a busy signal. I tell you, it's enough to make what is it, darling? What? What's that?
It's my tooth.
Oh, fine. Lovely. My goodness, yes, darling. Since 3 o'clock this afternoon, I'm telling you, steady.
Well, I'm sorry, dear. There must have been something wrong with the phone because I haven't been on it at all.
Yeah, well, I tried to get
you... Well, what did you want?
Huh?
What did you want?
Oh, I want to tell you to get dressed up. So darn mad over the busy signal, I forgot what I was calling about. Listen, we're going out to dinner with a vice president from the head office.
Out to dinner?
Yeah, now step on it, will you, and get all dressed
look
up.
Look at my hair. What do I wear? Really, I do think you might give me some notice, dear.
Are you kidding? Look, I tried to call
you. Nobody was on the phone. Nobody.
All I got was this beep, beep, somebody.
Well, don't argue. If you're going, you better get ready.
Nobody was on the rushing around and getting all dialed up at a moment's notice to go somewhere.
Look, I tried to call. Where are my cufflinks?
Well, nobody was on the phone. Nobody.
No.
In the top drawer.
I suppose the phone was just busy all by itself. Mm-hmm. They're not here.
Well, it must have been. I wasn't talking. Look in the little leather box.
Well, I'm giving the baby his bottle and he went right to sleep.
Oh, that's wonderful, Aunt Effie. We should be home before it's 10 o'clock bottle, won't we, dear?
I don't know, darling. When we'll be home. Mr. Cranshaw's going to be there, too. We're going to discuss something rather important.
Well, will we be through discussing it before the baby's 10 o'clock bottle?
I do not know. Why? What difference does it make?
Well, we'll try to get home, Aunt Effie. Don't worry, dear.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's just the last night, that's all.
Yes, I know it is.
I'll go finish getting dinner for Betsy and me.
Yeah, well, thank you, Aunt Effie, for
helping us. What's going on? Why should we have to rush home?
You know how crazy Aunt Effie is about Clark Gable. Well, he's over here at the neighborhood theater in something or other, and it's the last night.
Oh, well, she'll live, I guess.
Well, naturally, if I'd known we were going out, Aunt Effie could have gone at 5 o'clock, and then she'd have been back in time to babysit for us.
I tried to call. I tell you, all I got now was this beep, beep, beep.
Oh, stop it, please.
My women will get on the phone and sit on us for hours on end.
I wasn't on the phone. Nobody was. You must have been dialing the wrong number. Here, zip me up the back.
Darling, I was not dialing the wrong number. Turn around.
No, nobody was using the phone. Maybe I should have pressed this dress.
No, the dress is fine. Stand still, will you?
It works a little hard on the dress.
Yeah, I know.
Just yank it now.
No, will you just stand up? Will you stand still and stand up straight? There. Oh, well, you'll have to hold your breath. There. All right, that's done. Now, come on, let's go. We are supposed to meet in the lobby of the Minowaji Club.
Well,
so let's get going.
We're not going to Minowaji Club.
Yes, darling, yes. I told you we're Cranshaw's guests. He belongs to
it. Why didn't you tell me, dear?
Well, I thought I did. What difference does it make?
Well, I can't go to the Minowaji Club in this.
Why not? You're all dressed up.
I'm too dressed up. They don't wear silk cocktail dresses there.
Well, why not? You look lovely, darling. You look
They're
just fine.
They're even fancier. They wear very plain things with expensive jewel sweaters.
Oh, honey, the heck with it. Come
on. Go over to Myra's and ask if I can borrow a white sweater.
Why should you borrow a white sweater of Myra's?
Dear, it's all bedecked and bedizened with rhinestones and pearls and very fancy, and I'll wear it with my plain blue linen, which I hope is cleaned and pressed. Oh, it isn't. I wore it to that luncheon last Tuesday. I forget. Go to Myra's, will you please, dear, and get her sweater. Well, look at this. Get her sweater, darling. Perfect. Aunt Effie, get out the iron for me. Why, you can't give me a little notice when we're...
Notice? I started calling you at 3 o'clock.
Nobody
3 o'clock
was,
this afternoon.
On the phone.
All I get is this beep, beep, beep,
look,
beep.
Why
hours.
Don't you go without me?
Huh?
I mean it. Make some excuse and go without
darling,
me.
Darling, you
I
do not seem to understand we will be discussing something very important at this dinner tonight.
In front of your wives?
It has got to do with our wives.
What?
Well, I'm not going to tell you any more about it.
A surprise?
Never mind. Now, I'm not going to say a word. You just step on it and get ready. You'll hear all about it at dinner. Now, will you hurry up? We have got to be there by 7. Come on. What is she doing?
Well, you can't expect a woman to get ready in nothing flat, especially when she's getting dressed up to go to the Minowaji Club.
She was practically ready when I came downstairs. She always does that. She yells, go on. You get in the car. I'll be right there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I wait. What in Sam Hill are you doing? Honey, did you hear me?
Yes, I expect they heard you down in the next block.
Well, I don't care, Frankie. What are you doing? Well, as usual, we're going to be late. I don't care.
My, it certainly must be fun to get dressed up and go and have dinner at the Minnewaji Club.
Oh, those places are all alike, Aunt Effie.
Oh, but that's a very exclusive country club, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. We've been there before. Certainly nothing very exciting about it.
My, sounds exciting to me. I certainly would love to see what it looks like on the inside.
Ah, well, it's not so special. For Pete's sake, are you coming with me or not? Look, I have got to leave at 7 o'clock now. I told him we'd meet them there at 7 o'clock. You know how Cranshaw is. He's a stickler for punctuality.
I certainly would like to see what the Minnewaji Country Club looks like on the inside.
Oh, there you are. Well, now, what have you been doing? Now, come on, will you?
Go on. Get in the car. I'll be right. I'll go on. All I have to do is find my purse.
Oh, Mommy!
Now what? What is it, Betsy? What is it, darling?
My phone.
What is it, dear?
Oh, I can't find it. I had it right in my pocket wrapped in wax paper. Now it's gone.
Oh, dear, take tooth. Well, maybe we can find it.
I can find it. Now I won't have a tooth to put under my pillow so the fairy will come.
Not there, dear. Of course you will. We'll look for it, Betsy.
Oh, may I ask, what do you say until all this commotion is about? Will you look at the time?
Her tooth, she lost it. Where were you standing, Betsy? I mean, when did you last have it, darling?
I showed it to Daddy when I put it back in my pocket.
Did you take her tooth?
What?
Did you have her tooth? She showed you her tooth, and she hasn't seen it since then. I mean, did you take it?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't remember any tooth.
One of her loose front teeth got knocked out today, and she saved it, and now she can't find it, darling.
Lord, you take
my tooth? She was sitting on the floor watching television.
Oh, was she? Well, maybe it fell out of the wax paper and just rolled somewhere. I'll look under the cover. Look under that big chair, will you? Yeah. Come on, roll on under
here. Look, may I ask what you are doing, crawling around on the floor? Look, we are due out there right now. What in Sam Hill are you looking for?
Her tooth! She had it wrapped in wax paper, and she lost it after she showed it to you.
Well, for the love of Mike, look for it tomorrow.
No, I want it
tonight. Well, we'll have to find it tonight.
Yes, of course, she has to have it. I have to have it tonight.
Why?
Because she wants to put it under her pillow so the fairies will come and take it and leave her a dime.
Look, this just happens to be my boss and the vice president of the company cooling their heels out there waiting for us. All because my daughter is waiting for the fairies to come.
Now, look, this is very important to a trial.
Look, it's important to me, this little date we've got. The whole purpose of this dinner tonight is to discuss the possibility of our going to Brazil.
Brazil? You mean South America?
South America.
That Brazil?
That Brazil. What other one is there? That one, where the nuts come from. Now, if you want to know more about it, come on. I am leaving.
My goodness. What does he mean, Brazil? Moving there, just a business trip.
I don't know, Aunt Effie. I don't know.
So late getting home. Now you missed the movie.
Oh, that's all right, dear. I got the babysat, and finally, Betsy got to bed. Never did find her tooth, but she left this note for the fairies.
Oh, did she? Oh, honey, come here. Look at this.
Huh?
This is this. Dear fairies, my tooth came out, but I lost it. I do hope you will visit me anyhow. Love, Betsy. Kisses and hugs.
Oh, no, that's cute.
Yeah. I don't forget to leave a dime under her pillow when you go on.
No, I will. Yeah. Don't worry.
Well, are you going to tell me about this Brazil business, or is it still a secret?
Oh, no, actually, it's just a business trip, and it may turn out that nobody's wife will go anyhow, so I'm not going to get all excited until I know more.
You know, I got to send for my birth certificate. Who do I write to?
Clerk of court, isn't it? The county in which you're born? Send it to the county courthouse. It doesn't matter. It'll get to the right person.
Haven't you ever sent your birth certificate before?
No, as a matter of fact, I never had occasion to.
Oh, dear. You mean you've never seen your birth certificate?
No. Why? Is there something funny about it? What's the matter?
Nothing. Not a thing.
You got an awful funny look on your face.
Oh.
There is something unusual about my birth certificate. There is. I can tell from that look.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Why?
What's the matter with you, Aunt? Aunt Effie was just yawning.
Huh? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, just yawning.
She's yawning.
Oh, dear, I forgot to put out the milk bottles. Excuse me.
Can't you see Aunt Effie's being mysterious about something? By golly, I am going to send for that birth certificate tonight.
Honey, what could possibly be wrong, really? Come on to bed. You're always making bouts out of molehills, just like yelling about the phone being busy today.
It was, so help me. Nobody. I'm making this up from 3 o'clock on. Beep, beep,
nobody
beep,
used
beep,
it at all.
Beep.
Oh, I made one call. I didn't talk over two minutes.
Yeah, two minutes. 2 hours.
Don't
tell.
I knew it.
I knew it.